And let's check your traffic and weather. And here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
If you're headed southbound on I-15, you're going to see normal KSL travel times from downtown to about 3300 South. And that's where the worst of the slowing remains, from 33rd to about 90th, and then still some more leftover slowing from 90th to Bangor Highway in Draper. But we are starting to turn the corner and improve. We're all clear southbound I-215's west belt. Just a little bit of leftover slowing westbound on the 21st South Freeway after 5600 West. Len Thomas.
Continue southbound I-15 over the point of the mountain, better, but still below posted speeds to Main Street and Lehigh. Northbound I-15 moving well from Spanish Fork to Lehigh. You've got just a little spot of slowing there as you get on the northbound Pioneer Crossing ramps, and then you're in good shape all the way up to about 114th South, where we dip in speeds up to the South Interchange. Eastbound I-80 is still a tight drive around that curve, the transition to the 215 East Belt. Otherwise, we are looking at an accident in 6800 South, 1300 West, that is slowing up that intersection. And those streets, the surface streets, 90th on down south of there, slow from I-15 to Redwood Road. Mark?
KSL traffic trooper safely dialing us off the road to tell us that, yeah, a couple of things. First off, the delays have improved northbound I-15 from Parrish Lane to Highway 89, and they have, and the Highway 89 delays are improving up to Fruit Heights, even though they're still a bit sluggish. But you still have Davis County delays between Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall, and they're still fairly substantial. Get to Cabela's Memorial Day sale. Kick off that summer with huge savings. Get 50% off Cabela's Whoopin' Stick Rods and Combos, and Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vests. Don't miss Cabela's Memorial Day sale. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.